No, still not sick of the song. We're going to get sick of this song. I know it. We're going to overplay it, and everybody's going to be tired of it. Still not sick of it. I still dig it. Kind of like the thrift shop of Aspen, kind of dig that place too. It's always amazing to me that, and I talk to a lot of people that come into town, and one of their first questions within the first half hour is, ooh, I hear I need to go to the consignment store, the thrift store, something like that, and where is it? And I have to tell them because they're like, yeah, because all these people donate their great clothes, and I hear you can get great deals, and they're like, you know, we probably ought to talk to the thrift shop of Aspen folks. So what we brought Linda McCarthy and Patty Stranahan in the studio, both board members. Linda is the treasurer. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Seriously, everybody wants to know where the darn thrift shop of Aspen is.
It's right next to the fire station. Right
next
to
Peaches.
Town.
I mean,
Peaches and the fire station.
Can you get a better location? I mean, because there is no better spot in Aspen to sit and people watch than at the porch of Peaches. Well, I don't know
Indeed.
If it's the porch, but
or
it's the...
Our bench.
Or your bench is another good place, but I want to get my smoothie going, or you know, my delicious cup of coffee from my friends that own Peaches. But the thrift shop of Aspen's been around since 1949.
Yes.
Was there a town here in 19? Wasn't that the quiet years?
The end of the quiet years.
Yeah. I mean, who was donating clothes to you guys in the quiet years? Nobody was living here.
The Pepkeys.
The Pepkeys had an endless amount.
Yeah, we were in the Wheeler Opera House and the stage door entrance, and we would send clothes down a chute because we were on the second floor.
You were in the Wheeler?
In the back side of the Wheeler, yes.
And is the chute still there?
No, it was just a plywood chute.
Oh.
That we would put boxes of donated clothes when we were going to move them on to another entity.
And then where would you display your...
On the second floor of the Wheeler. When you go up to, if you were going into the green room, those stage door steps.
And how many, were there a lot of, I mean, you obviously don't remember because you weren't there in 1949.
No, but I have some paperwork from that, and... At that time...
What kind of money were you making back then, treasurer lady?
Very little money. They were making, you know, $40, $50. And when they were done, they weren't open every day. When they were done, they would take the money over and put it on Luiva Stapleton's porch. Just let it sit there because nobody would take it. And Luiva would make the deposits every now and then.
We're speaking to a couple of board members from the Thrift Shop of Aspen, Linda McCarthy and Patty Stranahan. Ellen Walbert's also in here. She's public relations, and she's going to chime in occasionally. But we're talking about the history of the Thrift Shop of Aspen. Now, it's not a consignment store, because that was the first question I asked off the air. I was like, okay, what kind of, is this the only consignment store in town? And both of you shot me down and said, shut up, Shorty. It's not a consignment store. So what's the difference between you guys and a consignment store? Patty.
Well, a consignment store keeps some of the sales of the monies from the sale of an item. Everything that all of the profits from items that we sell beyond what we need to keep to pay the expenses for utilities, et cetera, of the shop, go back to the community, to nonprofits. We are 130 volunteer women. Nobody gets paid.
How many women?
130.
And how many guys?
No guys.
It's the ladies.
Why the hate of the guys? Why do you guys hate guys?
Well, you know, the list is long.
130. Now, what happens when a guy applies to be a volunteer?
We are happy to have help from guys, but we're the ladies of the
come
shop.
On. All right. Okay. So, sorry, you had me at 130 women. Okay, keep going.
So when people donate, well, here's our mission statement. May I read it?
Please, you don't have to ask. Just read away, lady.
Okay. The mission of the Thrift Shop of Aspen is to sell donated goods at affordable prices, to engage in community building activities, to make grants to other nonprofit organizations in the Roaring Fork Valley, and to provide scholarships to Roaring Fork Valley area high school graduates.
So you guys are a nonprofit, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so I can use this to, you know, I guess when I donate to you, I can write some of it off.
Yes, when you donate to us, we can give you a slip for your taxes.
How do you value the clothes?
Well, we actually leave that up to your conscience.
Oh, so I can bring in my clothes and tell you that my shoes are $10,000?
You can tell your accountant that.
Oh, the accountant.
But we choose the prices. We have a guideline for prices, and we look at the item. If it's in perfect shape, it will be at the top end of our guideline. If it's not, it's sort of at the bottom end.
See, I'm at the point this year, my wife and I, it's time. It's time that the pack rat is no longer a pack rat. I mean, I still have clothes from high school, and they actually fit, but then there was a time of in my 30s where I was bigger than I was in high school. And I have a whole bunch of clothes from, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago that really don't fit me anymore. They're a little big, and it's time. And I've been thinking about what I want to do with them. Do I want to give them away? Do I want to garage sale them away?
The reason that we exist is that because of the generously donated items from this community. Without them, we would have nothing to sell. And if you are donating to the thrift shop, you're part of a recycling cycle. So you've used your item, we take it and resell it so somebody else uses it. And there are sometimes we get items that are torn or stained, for instance, and we have a way of recycling those items also. I also wanted to say a difference between the consignment shop and us is that whoever gives the item to the consignment shop gets some money from it, whereas when you donate to the thrift shop, it's a straight-out donation. You are donating to your community.
We're speaking with Linda McCarthy and Patty Stranahan. They're board members and the treasurer with the Thrift Shop of Aspen. Who receives the clothes? Who receives the goods, the items? Because it's not just clothes. It's also kitchen goods and
sporting goods, everything.
Who's
books.
In there? Like, Patty, do you sit there? Are you the one receiving it all? Sam, bring it in here. Come on, back it up a little.
Well, when you volunteer at the thrift shop, you commit to working once every 2 weeks. So there's a different crew each day. And the goods come in the back alley. We sort through them, decide whether they are worthy of going out to the shop and being resold. Or, as Linda said, if they were stained or torn, we would recycle them with our company in Denver that then takes it on to third world countries or turns it into other fabrics we try to keep as much as we can.
Do you guys
out of the
take
landfill.
Ski gear too? No, probably
absolutely
not. You do?
Yes.
Is there anything you won't take?
Mattresses,
yeah,
tires.
What's up with, oh yeah, you just what we need to do. I hear here's my bald snow
old
tires.
TVs. We do not want old TVs.
Oh, come on, I have a 33-inch tube TV. It weighs about 780 pounds. I need somebody to. Oh, we got a 40-inch back here. Will you guys take that on your way out?
Thank you.
But you'll take my flat screen TV.
Yes, we would take a flat screen.
Do you guys
TV.
Get flat screen TVs?
No.
Nobody.
Maybe once or twice, but no one's. Recycling.
Okay, what happens when, I don't know, Aspen guy comes with his shoes that are badly needing foot powder and maybe beyond foot powder? And do you guys still take them?
Yes.
The smelly shoes?
We do. We bag them up and we send them over to Cycla.
Now, what's Cycla?
Cycla is the company in Denver that we have an arrangement with so that we can keep as much as we can out of the landfill. We have a semi-trailer down in Carbondale, and we have a fellow that helps us that comes by our trailer two or three times a week, takes the excess goods, takes them down to our semi-trailer in Carbondale. When that's full, it goes over to Denver, and they, as I said, either send it on to third world countries.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Or if it's beyond use for wear, then they figure out whether it gets turned into rags or repurposed in some manner.
Insulation, all kinds. They have a wonderful, wonderful recycling program.
They have a wonderful way of keeping it out of landfills.
Yes, mm-hmm. It stays out of the landfill.
Okay, so have all of you worked on the loading dock receiving? Have all three of you?
Everybody does.
All right. I want you to think about this because I have to ask. the strangest thing in your time that you've been, that you've received, that you were like, I need you to think about that for a minute. Something funny, the funniest thing, the strangest thing. All right, this is Ellen. Ellen, thank you for being on the show now that you have a mic.
This is such a cute story that
this is what I'm looking
for. We've repeated this several times, but one of our volunteers is quite active in the Jewish community. And one day they were cleaning out the closet up at the synagogue. And it was full of menorahs and
Jewish stuff.
Jewish stuff, religious paraphernalia. Well, there were probably 8 or 10 goofy little menorahs with kitty cats.
You're kidding me.
Soccer balls.
I mean, from like the 70s or something?
Yes, yes. So the woman who was cleaning out the closet gives this huge box to our volunteer and says, just make sure it doesn't come back here. Because all these items were gifted to the synagogue. So, of course, she was afraid that the congregants would shop at the thrift shop and return these items. So, sure enough, our volunteer was working, and all the menorahs are sitting out with their kitty cat splendor and the little soccer balls and such. Well, a little Asian woman comes in. And she picks it up. And she goes, what is this? Well, no one knew what it was. Even our other volunteers didn't know what it was. So Shireen was working that day, and she said, oh, my gosh, I have to take your picture. So she took a picture of the woman with the menorah and
the kitty cat,
the kitty cat menorah.
Candle holder.
And sent it to the woman from the temple and said, this one's not coming back. You know, so that kind of thing happens all the time.
Do you still have these? Because I'd like to look at them.
I think they're gone now, David.
Dang
We're
it.
Sorry. But, you know, something will show up.
But there are all sorts of treasures there, and that's kind of the mystique about
it.
We
get wedding dresses.
Well, the wedding dress, since you know, you're one of, or you're three of 130 women. Seriously, the wedding dress, you wear it once.
I mean, exactly.
And so, some of these women that, you know, maybe Aspen residents, they don't get them. They don't get them at Walmart. They don't get them at Walmart.
That's so true.
And, I mean, that's a pretty nice little, you really do get wedding dresses.
Yes, we get them quite a bit.
Have you ever had an engagement ring come in?
No, but we've had some wonderful stories like that. Once a volunteer.
You're like a radio pro. Nice going. She pointed at the mic because Linda was not talking into the mic.
Once some cowboy boots came into our shop, and our volunteer shook them, and inside she found 2 diamond rings and 2 pairs of earrings. And so we put an ad in the paper saying that we found some jewelry in a boot and call. And so a couple people did call, but they couldn't identify the boot.
Just thought they'd go out there and say, oh, it's my Rose, my Patek Philippe.
Yeah. Well, the boots happened to be gold boots. So then we were able to work with a jeweler and sell them. Actually, we were able to sell them at a very good price.
The boots?
No, the rings, the jewelry. But that happens a lot. I was working the other day, and one of our volunteers came in and said, oh, my son is going to be in the band concert, and there's no black pants. I have no black pants. She went upstairs and found the perfect pair of black pants. And that happens so often that someone says, I've got to find X, and they come in, and we have it. We're almost like a department store. We have things that nobody else in town has, that's for sure.
Well, you guys have a ton of square feet now, don't you? I mean, because I don't know where you were in the location before this, and you don't have to tell me the exact number. Patty's over here going, I don't know.
Square feet.
Come on, seriously? You had to ask me the square
feet
question?
About 4,000 square feet.
Dang it.
We have
three floors.
Another great story I just thought of was when the little bedside table came in. And I'm not sure we were even going to keep it because it was not in great condition, but someone opened the drawer and taped to the inside of the drawer was a large bundle of cash, a couple thousand dollars.
Wonder what that was from.
And then how did we track
down? We found the owner because one of our very honest volunteers, as we all are, reported when there was a bank, there was a bank envelope in it, so we knew which bank it was from, and they were able to track down the.
Oh, there was a bank. Okay, so it might have been legit. It might have been legal.
It was a young woman who was saving for her off-season vacation
to Alaska.
Move that mic a little closer to you, Ms.
To Alaska.
Yeah, we got that. That's all right.
Anyway, and the woman was reunited with her money, you know, obviously very happily. And
all right, well, let's just put it out there because it needs to be said clearly, and it is what it is. The Aspen Thrift Store is in Aspen, and there are plenty of people that live in Aspen or come visit Aspen that, well, live to excess. So you guys probably get some really nice things in there.
We get some wonderful
very
things.
Lightly used stuff because if we have, you know, there are some people that come into town that can't spend the money they make and they like buying new stuff and they have to get rid of their old stuff.
And we get wonderful stuff, and we also support other nonprofits, not only by our grants, but
well, we're going to get into all that boring stuff. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to get into all that because the money goes somewhere. So it goes into grants and scholarships. What else?
Well, we also give in kind, for instance, all the theater groups, whether they're from the schools or from Theater Aspen or Aspen Community Theater.
What about starving radio DJs?
Well, no, we might be able to work something out.
I don't need anything. But
say a telescope comes in, for instance. Sometimes we'll think, well, maybe the Aspen Science Center could use this, you know, especially if we were to get 3 or 4 telescopes. So we'll call them up and, you know, someone will come over and take a peek. And, you know, rather than trying to get the highest price, if we can help the community that way, you know, that's what we're here for.
Now, you guys seem to have a pretty premium location. Is that an expensive location?
Well, that's a good question. We actually own the building, and we sublet the space from the fire department, who leases it from the city. So the city has supported us in an incredible way. We have been in that space since the early 1980s, I think 1981. And we rebuilt. Our new building is in the same footprint as our previous building.
So were you closed when the firehouse was being built?
Yes.
And that whole, were you guys closed?
Well,
then?
We actually moved to another location over by the mother lode for a year and a half.
Now, how do you track stuff that comes in that maybe has been sitting on the hangar for, you know, a long time? Or does it just sit there until it goes?
Well, we do what we call culling. You know, that's one of the jobs of the volunteers, is to go through, and even you might recognize that it was there a couple of weeks ago when you worked. And, you know, if it's looking like no one's interested, we move it on to Cycla. It goes back in the trailer, and somebody else gets the opportunity to sell it.
So, Patty, have you ever gone through there, and have you ever purchased something from the thrift
shop of Aspen? Oh, absolutely. I bet there's hardly anyone in the Valley that hasn't purchased something from the thrift shop.
That might be true, but I'm thinking you guys get first dibs.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is sort of a misperception.
Come on.
Yeah.
You don't take advantage of first dibs?
We have to pay for anything that we would want, absolutely.
Yeah, but
the reward of being a volunteer, the privilege of being a volunteer, is that we give back to the community in so many ways. We are on track this year to donate back $500,000 to the nonprofits.
That's pretty impressive.
And
half a million.
That to me feels
this
pretty
year.
Great.
This year.
I don't need to.
Is it just the nonprofits? But you also donate elsewhere too, right?
No, we donate only in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Okay, so $500,000.
Yeah, that's pretty extraordinary. So that's a big reward to me. I don't really need to go in and grab something that might.
But there's got to be a little bit.
That is already a good deal.
There's
got
to be a little bit of a treasure hunter in you, isn't there?
But you usually come in when it isn't your day, and then you come in and you're looking for a treasure, or you're looking to.
But also, David, often, perhaps I'm working in the back, and something comes in, and I pick it up and immediately want to put it in the recycle to go to Denver. And the woman working with me is like, oh, my God, I love that. We should put a price on that. So,
and she grabs it back out and says, "Hoof."
And so often some of my favorite things that I have found at the thrift shop, I found in the shop. not what came in the back door.
All right, so who's your biggest receiver of your nonprofits this year when you're looking at half a million?
We have several large grantees.
Who's the big winner this year? Oh, see, Patty's got it. Yeah. See, Patty's on the ball.
We have notes.
Aspen Valley Ski Club.
Okay.
Junior Hockey. The Wiley Arts Center.
Junior Hockey Red needs Brick it. The Wiley Center, needs it. Red Brick needs it.
And the Carbondale CCAH. You
go all the way down the... How far do you go to Glenwood, too? Or
we do some in Glenwood. We support Project Graduation in all four high schools between here and Glenwood. And we support entities in Glenwood who...
affect the entire community.
Yeah, impact the whole valley. For instance, Advocate Safe House is in Glenwood, but it's used by the entire valley, so we support them.
But our main geographical area is from Aspen to Carbondale.
Now, you said scholarships, too. So do you give them to nonprofit scholarship organizations like...
I'm glad you asked that. I'm the scholarship chairman, too, so I can speak to that.
And that's
Ellen
what I'm
is
here
on
for.
My committee. So we give five scholarships to graduating seniors from Aspen High School, Basalt High School, and Roaring Fork High School.
Five from each?
No, five in total.
Okay.
We give three in Aspen, and we at one time only gave one. We have increased our numbers, and we also have moved to include Basalt and Roaring Fork. However, this year we're giving one extra scholarship because it's our 65th anniversary.
Aww.
And Ellen, why don't you speak to that scholarship?
Just in honor of our 65th anniversary, we did choose a young woman just to recognize somebody special in the community, and it's so fabulous to...
Have you announced these?
No, we can't say who they are yet. But it's a little bit.
I won't tell.
One thing about the scholarships that I want to say is it's such an honor and a privilege to read all these applications, because we all sit and listen to the news and read the news, and it's so depressing.
So depressing.
And you read these scholarship applications, and these kids are fantastic.
They're so outstanding.
And what are the criteria for the scholarship? What do you
academic
guys...
promise, extracurricular involvement,
volunteerism,
financial need, and volunteerism. But what we say is the spirit of participation and volunteerism that represents the thrift shop.
Now, what's the size? I mean, was this a full scholarship or is this a partial? What is this?
It's a 2-year scholarship for $10,000. So
that's awesome.
$5,000.
School is
a
so
year.
Expensive now. Thank God I don't have to do it again, because I'd be going broke. Okay, so have any of you ever come across, is there a story out there where you guys accepted something, you put $3 price tag on it or a $10 price tag on it, and it turned out it was worth $500?
Absolutely.
Can you think of anything or no off the top of your head? Because I know it's happened. I mean, we all love Storage Wars. We all love these dumb shows. And walking into the thrift shop of Aspen is a lot like that kind of.
Well, I have a story. Actually, I believe this item's still in our possession. We have gotten a little more sophisticated over the years.
Well, you got Google now.
Yes.
Yes. But
and eBay.
One of our volunteers found a Ken Kesey first edition.
One threw over the cuckoo's nest in a box.
First edition?
First edition.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we took, go ahead.
So we took it to a book dealer who is trying to sell it for us. And back in the old days,
all right, what's that worth? Because I mean,
about $6,500.
Wow, scoreboard.
Yeah,
scoreboard.
And there's probably untold.
It's from behind
items
the arc
that have been sold for pennies on the dollar that we're unaware of, but we are getting much more sophisticated.
So that when a really great item comes in, we try to price that. We do not price most items. They come up to the desk, and whoever is sitting at the desk prices it.
Now, as women, you all know what great jewelry is. Do women come in with a ring they don't like anymore? Maybe men come in with a a really nice watch they don't want. I mean, does that ever happen?
Well, we get a lot of watches. They usually come in. You don't see often. You do not see the person who has donated the specific item, because we get a lot of donations.
It's more costume jewelry that we see passing.
Right, but does ever occasionally something really nice
well,
come in,
like
some, the
like
real deal?
These diamond rings that came in
the
in
cowboy
the
boots. Well, yeah, but that was an accident.
But you know, there are donors that give us extraordinary stuff because they realize what we do with
the nonprofits. Do people write checks to you guys too? Just as a straight.
We
up
do
donation?
Have.
You accept you accept cash.
We do.
Yeah, me too.
We have a jar. We have a jar that a lot of people put coins or a few bucks in when they make a purchase. But also, mostly at the end of the year, we get unsolicited donations from people who really support the thrift shop.
And we are really grateful to the community for participating in our capital campaign when we did raise the $2 million to
$2.5 million
to rebuild our building. So.
When do you guys get the most amount of donations?
Right now. Oh my goodness!
Off
right
season
now. And spring and fall.
Spring
you know when
and
you
fall.
Clean your closets. That's
and then,
when we
and
are
do
getting.
They? How long does it take from receivership to
shelf
hanger?
Life.
Yeah, to shelf. just trying to determine when the best time to
in,
go to the
we,
thrift
you know,
store is.
Ideally, we get it out that day.
So basically, every day I have to go to the thrift shop
yes.
to find
oh,
out.
Oh, yes.
What
if
to
you're
do.
Looking for something, you go every day.
If I want to be a treasure hunter.
Yeah. And if you don't
I
find
I don't have
it
the time to do that.
Well, a lot of people seem to.
Do you go online? Do you have like an internet website or anything? No website.
Oh,
well,
yes,
we do.
We
oh, you do have a
so
website.
So glad you asked. It's aspenthriftshop.org.
Aspen Thrift Shop, even though it's the thrift shop of Aspen. Aspenthriftshop.org.
Yes.
Do you guys do you update it like daily with maybe the item of the day?
No, we don't.
I think we should make Ellen do that every day.
but there's all kinds of wonderful information on there, and I think it's well worth a visit.
Well, and the tourists, are they all just loving life when they come? I mean, it's a great tourist spot,
yeah.
isn't it? I mean,
Brazilians come in there. Lots of all over the world we have visitors, and we're so welcoming and love to.
Well, and when the music students come to town.
Oh, I bet you they love it too.
They love it, you know, because they all rent, they all get their housing at Marolt, and they have. No pots and pans or linens or towels. So they
or white shirts and black pants.
Yeah, so they completely outfit themselves.
And what's your phone number?
925-3121.
And it's 3121. And is it aspenthriftshop.org? Is that what you
mm-hmm.
said?
Yes.
Aspenthriftshop.org. You can check out the information, some details. 925-3121. Now, your hours, are they different?
They're 10 to 3 Monday through Saturday.
10 to 3 Monday through Saturday. Why 3? That seems like an odd time to close.
Well, when the thrift shop began back in 1949.
Way back then.
Of course, there were a lot of stay-at-home moms. And
oh, they had to get home after school.
It was kind of designed yep. around picking your kids up after school. And, you know, to a large degree today, that still, you know, drives our lives, our children, so our grandchildren, as it may be.
Well, and a lot of our volunteers live down valley as well, and they want to get home and beat the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long, arduous day. We work very, very hard physically, just
for
bringing everything
hours,
in. And
has a guy ever worked for you guys?
Oh, yes, we have... lots of people that come in and help us in different ways.
But you've just kicked the guys out. Now it's 130 women now.
Well, we have community service people that help us now.
Okay.
And
with the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Well, that would be good to put those knucklehead guys into the heavy lifting. Okay, 925-3121, 925-3121 if you want more information, or you can go to aspenthriftshop.org, aspenthriftshop.org. Thanks, ladies. I appreciate you coming in. I'm glad we finally got this done. It's so awesome.
Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
You guys are absolutely fantastic. So have a great weekend. We'll see you at the thrift shop.
Okay,
thank you.
What is there a word for thrift shopping? Like, what are thrifters? Anything like that? No? Thrifty?
Oh, and come to our birthday party.
When is that?
September 7th.
Well, we'll remind you of that. So when it gets a little closer. It's in September, 65 years. 65 years is a long time, you guys.
It is.
It is.
We're pretty proud of that.
Anyway, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You'll send me what?
Yeah,
how about you send me a press release?
I will, David. Thank you.
I appreciate it. That's all the time we have for today, folks. I mean, a beautiful day today. Not so beautiful tomorrow, but Sunday could be a powder day. Powder day in April, at the end of April. Don't get much better than living here, boys and girls. Got the Thrift Shop of Aspen. Powder days at the end of April. KNFO. Anyway, have a great weekend. We're going to do it all over again next week. See you then.